It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Week in and week out, we come to you with great business content. You hear noise in the background. Well, that's because we're coming to you from a very special event, bringing Israel Startup Nation to New York City. It was a special exclusive event. It was hosted by Built Up Adventures, CKR Law, BSeed, and Roth & Company. And I have this distinct honor of sitting with the visionary behind it, Gabi Hassan.
Thank you very much.
Gabi. So, I mean, you put this all together. This is all in your, packed in your brain. And I see it all taking place before my eyes. Tell me, when did the vision for all this begin?
So I will share with you something personal.
I'm already.
I'm here in New York, Long Island, by the way, about 8 years.
Okay.
And before that, I used to work for IBM.
Wow.
In the unit called GTU, Global Technology Unit.
Okay.
We used to take Israeli startups and technology, piggyback on IBM to US, open doors for them. And of course, the deal was that they will be IBM shop when they grow.
Right.
Okay, so this was the idea. By the way, today, all the other companies duplicate the same idea. So I did that for a few years. And then when I decided to move to US, I thought to myself, listen, there is a lot of companies that coming to US with IBM, you know, AT&T, Verizon,
right, sure.
and actually the connection can help them to do the pilot and the to establish the connection and to go to market here in the US, the main market. What happened is that they can survive. You know, those companies, they have a huge requirement.
Right.
And they demand, so you need a lot of money.
Right.
So you need a different scale of money. So when I moved here, I decided to help to those young guys and to help them to raise the money and also to the go to market, to connect to the market in terms of success here in New York and some other places in United States.
So you are the bridge. I mean, that's the best way to put it?
Exactly.
Because there are people either they don't know how to find talent, they don't know how to find money, technology. You could just solve that. And especially to tap into the great brains that exist in Israel. And you see what they're developing. You see what Warren Buffett says about that.
Right. And it's soup to nuts. Because we take the companies from Israel with their team there to US here. All the way from there to here, there is tax and finance issues,
right.
Legal issues, technology
it's
issues.
It's impossible. For someone to do it on their own is impossible.
Yeah.
Or they're just going to make too many errors.
Exactly. Exactly. And most of them are concentrated on the product because they're good with the product.
Right. So you have all the pieces that you could put into place, legal, finance, everything.
Exactly. And also I bring with me and the team, of course, it's not only me, it's all the team
right.
in Israel and here, that are working together, and we're working with professionals. So if you need now adaptation to the market here in the US, so we know to find the right resource for that, which is very, very important to cut the timeline to success.
Now, during tonight's show, the audience is going to hear from so many great stars that presented and took part in today's event. But before I let you go, Gabi, how can people find out more information and get in touch with you and get in touch with the company?
So first you can go to our website, bseedinvest.com.
Please repeat it.
bseedinvest.com.
Okay.
So it's a B and it's a seed.
All right,
and it's invest.com.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Anything else? Just a final takeaway you want to share with everyone?
So I'm very excited that you are here with us.
Thank you.
Because I think for the vibe here and the ecosystem, so now you are part of our ecosystem, and maybe you will be part of all this traction that's coming from Israel.
Amazing. Stay tuned for so many more guests right here coming up Now I'm here with Bill Sanaford. Bill, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Absolutely. It's nice to be here.
Well, I understand you were involved with Property Shark. Tell me a little about your background.
Okay, well, so, yes, I was the former CEO of Property Shark.
Wow.
And actually, I was brought into Property Shark as the vice president of sales in 2005. I was the fifth hire. Within a year and 10 months, I became the CEO.
Wow.
And tripled revenues, quadrupled traffic, scaled out the company nationwide, and sold it to Yardi Systems.
Nice. And, nice story.
Yeah. So, and since then, I have been working almost exclusively in the prop tech space. I've been the CEO of another company called Urbint, which is another second generation data aggregator that did some sophisticated machine learning and artificial intelligence. And I've been working as a mentor for Metaprop, which is New York City's largest prop tech VC.
Nice. Now, you know, we're here today for Built Up Ventures. You know, what do you find interesting about Built Up Ventures?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, we do have a lot of people that are coming into the space in prop tech, and prop tech is an exploding area. Obviously, all the technologies around the buildings, real estate in general is one of the largest asset classes around. So all of this technology is very important, and that's great. And What really Built Up is doing, and it's unique and different, is that they are focused on bringing new companies from Israel into New York, and that's great. So the teams there should be great, and I'm very excited about learning about their companies and what they can offer to our ecosystem.
So you even touched on something, because I was going to ask you, I mean, do we really need another prop tech, you know, VC? You know?
Well, the quick answer is absolutely, because we don't have one from Israel. Right, and so this is really an opportunity for companies in Israel to get funding and make the bridge over to New York and to the United States. And to the degree that I can help with that, I'm very excited to.
Special. Any final takeaways that you could, your vision for this, where do you see this going?
So I think we're really just at the beginning of the prop tech revolution, if you want to call it that. It is really in its nascency. I mean, I was around working in prop tech before prop tech was prop tech.
Right.
And now I think we're starting to catch on, but we've got a long way to go. And again, this is the major asset class for the entire world. And there is so much that we can do in the areas of data and construction with modular. You have artificial intelligence that's going to be huge in the future and facilitate our livelihoods.
Bill, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Absolutely. It's nice to be here.
Thank you. And now my guest is Gal Benjamin Hamburger. Thank you for joining me here on 77 WABC.
Thank you for having me.
Well, tell me a little bit about your vision. You look like an interesting, accomplished person. I see it on your face. Tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm a crazy entrepreneur.
a crazy entrepreneur.
Yeah.
That's the secret, folks.
Yeah.
That's the secret. A little bit crazy.
That grow from the garage, you know.
Amazing. Hey, you know, there was a guy, Steve Jobs, right? He started a garage too.
Yeah.
And Bill Gates also did, I believe.
That's how you do, you know. You need the comfortable zone is limiting you, you know?
Right.
You need to get out of the confidence zone. Yeah.
Good point. So tell me a little bit about MT Tech. You know, what's the dream behind the vision of this company? Again, it's MT Tech, not empty. It's M. It's important to know. The Americans might look at it like, oh, what's this?
Yeah, empty. It's a short
term. It's not empty. There's a lot behind it.
Yeah.
MT Tech. Tell me about it.
Well, MT Tech stands for multi-touch technology. And we develop and creating interactive multimedia systems for innovative uses. We actually take all the multi-touch surfaces you see in the CSI Miami or Tom Cruise films, and we modify them specifically for businesses and for private uses, but with a perfect suit that change it from a gimmick into a practical tool for the user. We have two main objectives in all of our systems.
Mm-hmm.
One is functionality, and the second is mutual engagement. Like if the touch tables we are creating in different verticals, if it's with the autistic kids in the education, or in every conference room, or in every sale process, we're changing it from passive engagement mm-hmm. when one is talking and the other is listening into a mutual and fun engagement that everybody can join together and take a part together.
Now, can you tell me a little bit about your cleanse product? All right, I have over here the cleanse product will revolutionize the kitchen experience.
Oh, yeah.
I want to hear about that.
Well, thank you. Well, about 3 years ago, after we were doing smart kitchen systems, the smart office systems, and we wanted something that we for our own holy grail.
Mm-hmm.
Because touch tables are exist, not the best solution as we are offering, right. but they exist. So, I'm cooking since I'm 7 years old, and I was looking for. I had a bad car, and in the car, I had a multimedia system in the dashboard, you know. So I won't.
We
won't
all remember
my,
those.
Yeah, well, so I won't use my phone, you know, while I'm driving. Same thing. I asked myself. I have a kitchen that's worth 10 times plus my car, and it's still a very technical and old and haven't changed for decades. So that's why we thought. How we can generate like an assembly of applications and sensors for a dedicated device to change your cooking experience from boring tasks to an amazing, practical experience in the kitchen.
Gal, it's special to have you on the show. Any, you know, you're a guy with vision. Any final takeaways you'd like to say on the air?
Well, always thank you very much, first of all, for the warm words.
It's great to have
but,
you.
But I always encourage other entrepreneurs, other people, every person that have an idea and just sit on the sofa and let the thought pass away. There is no difference between you, Michael, Bill Gates, or anyone else. You just need two things, to want enough and to do enough. That's all.
Gal, it's great to have you on the show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
And now my guest is Amit Giladi. Amit, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me about yourself. I mean, I'm not a face reader. I don't know your whole background. Tell me about yourself.
Yeah, so actually I've been in the technology business for quite a long time, like 5 or 6 years already.
Yeah, and technology, that's like
yeah, it's like very
decades.
It's not decades. Yeah. I came from a rich background in business development, marketing, and strategy. And I took all the experience to the technology world, to startups, and I started working with startups. I love the property tech analogy.
Talk about that. What is that?
Yeah. So property tech is, I think that property, real estate tech is something that was lagging behind for many years. It's starting to evolve, like in the 2 or 3 years. And it's something that has to be, it's so important for this industry to evolve into new and innovation and new paradigms. So I like it a lot. I started working with several companies, and now I got myself into a company named My Tower, which is a property management platform,
mm-hmm.
and it lets the property. Our clients are basically property management companies,
mm-hmm.
which manage their resident tenants, suppliers, the building itself, and our platforms allows companies, property management companies. To be more efficient, to integrate many, many, many IoT devices, which is Internet of Things, like sensors. So all the building and, mm-hmm. and the management of the building, and it's starting to be much more efficient. So you allow yourself to be doing the maintenance on the preventive side. It doesn't even have to break. You can prevent the breakage before it happens. And then there's another layer which involves all the management of your resident, like a CRM, like a customer relationship
Amazing.
Management, but you manage your resident or tenants and you let them pay through an easy-to-use application.
It's amazing how technology can solve so much because,
yeah.
I mean, you know, landlords, tenants, I mean, it's been going on for thousands of years,
yeah.
but with technology, you're solving so many pain points in the marketplace, making it so efficient. That's probably the number one.
Yeah, efficiency is the. If we go to check this market, I guess that the biggest or the main problem in this market is the inefficiency of the management and the resources utilization. This is the main problem now. And we integrate the management, the property management with the service management. Service, I mean, servicing your right. tenants right. and making the process much more efficient. So we even managed to increase the ROI on the building life cycle. So it has less usage and it saves you money and much more, you can become much more profitable.
How can people find that more information?
How can people? They can...
What's the website?
The website is mytowerapp.com.
That's simple. Mytowerapp.com.
Yeah, yeah, .com. Yeah.
Amit, thank you for joining me
thank
here
you
on Mind Your
much.
Business.
Yeah,
amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now my guest is Yishai Breslauer. I said it right.
You said Breslauer.
Breslauer. So I'm sorry. I can make a mistake. Yishai Breslauer, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
My pleasure, Yitzhak.
So tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'll tell you. So first of all, you wouldn't know that. I'm in real estate for about 8 years already.
Okay.
And I'll tell you more about it. But previous okay. to that, for 13 years, I was in Chinuch. I was actually a Rebbe.
Nice. And where?
And I was teaching. I was living here in New York.
Okay.
Previously in Memphis, Tennessee, then in New York. I used to be a Rebbe in North Shore Hebrew Academy.
Nice.
That's what I used to do. And I've been in real estate, I would say, jumped right into it.
Okay.
I was the head of marketing and sales for North America for a very large company called Africa Israel.
Wow.
Known to be... It used to be owned by the Levi family.
Wow.
And later on, I was the head of real estate investment banking for the consulting group for BDO, which is a very known accounting firm.
Sure.
So, and did some nice. Stuff on my own. I would say, extensive, I would call it background within real estate finance, et cetera. And
nice.
Today, what we do is we run this company.
Now, I understand you're involved with two separate companies.
Yes.
Sidri, and then we're going to get to really what, you know, one of the big exciting elements that was launched here today, and that's, of course, Built Up Ventures. But first, Sidri, what is that all about?
So basically, with Sidri, it's very, very simple. It's a part of the, it's a subsidiary company out of the Besadno Group. Besadno Group okay. is, we know what it is already. It's
right?
one, of largest,
right?
One of the largest investment companies for the Orthodox world, the Haredi world
mm-hmm.
in Israel,
mm-hmm.
very well known. I run the real estate side of the company, which is called Sidre, which stands for Siyata Dishmaya Real Estate.
That's beautiful.
It is.
That's beautiful.
Eli Gross, the owner and chairman for the group, he invented the name. Actually, I can't take the credit for that one.
Okay.
But I can tell you that Sidre, basically, we own a bunch of real estate. Some of it we run on our own, and some of it we do as investment group. To be very short and to the point, a bunch of Connecticut properties that we do some rehab, some ground-up developments for student housing. We do in Brooklyn some. We are involved as investment group with some condo development. And we just actually got into a deal in Columbus, Ohio for
nice.
Mixed-use office and retail. So
question.
There's more to it, but it's not our focus
yeah.
today.
Yeah. We have around a minute left. Built Up Ventures launched today. What's that all about?
Built Up Ventures, basically, due to the fact that Besadno has two heads, one is startups and one is real estate,
right.
we decided to come together with two and say, how can we bring Startup Nation and bring the real estate technology into the real estate world?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what exactly we do. As you probably will get to know later on, Oded, who is,
right.
Is my managing, meaning my partner,
right.
On starting this Built Up Ventures. And what we do here, basically, we're going to bring the startup nation, we're going to bring startups from Israel that are solving problems in real estate. And at the same time, we're going to bring the knowledge of real estate, which I do, and the knowledge of, meaning the know-how of the market and the people to come and invest in this thing, and we're launching today this PropTech VC. That's it.
Yishai, thank you for joining me here.
It's
on
my pleasure.
Thank
you very much. Shukrach for your time.
And now my guest is none other than Yaron Schiffman, founder and CEO of Swathly.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
It's my pleasure.
So tell me a little bit about your company. How did you even come up with this idea? First, tell us, you know, what is it about and the background.
Okay, Swathly is a big data platform, provide tools that optimize buying and selling in the manufacturing sector.
Okay,
we actually build an engine that can break any product, the DNA of the product,
mm-hmm.
and by understanding your needs, we know to identify qualified prospect worldwide.
So it's really, it's kind of seeing the future, seeing what's next.
So think about the manufacturing sectors. Let's think about the traditional industry like print, metal, plastic. This is a huge, huge sector, and it's act today with the old fashioned. So it's meaning that if I need to look for my customer, usually I'm going to events, I'm going to trade shows, I'm doing a cold calls, I have my database. Think that we can understand exactly your DNA, and by understanding what you are looking for, looking for a look-alike customers. This is what we are doing. And we can do a matching and scoring them based on your product.
So this is, critical to the sales process.
For sure.
Critical.
Yeah, for sure. So think that the salesmen and the marketing, they are spent 2/3 of their day to actually cleaning data.
Right.
We can take data, big data, we can clean it, and we can bring it with the right information to create a real value proposition. We can even segment your buyer and build a persona for them. So you think that you know your customers, we can bring extra information, more layers of information to understand them better and to know how to engage them better.
So Yaron, tell me the truth. You have a magic wand. This is magic.
Yeah, so this is a big data technology. Yeah, it's a real technology.
Amazing.
It's actually, the process is not easy. It's quite complex. So what we are doing, we actually know how to pull information from different kind of data source. Everything that, of course, it's on the network and not also on the network from other locations. We can bring this information. But what is so important is that the information that we are bringing is related to you, is related to what you need.
Right.
And based on the information, we are building a profile and we know how to score them and how to match them. And you know exactly to which product these kind of customers, they are related.
Fascinating. How can people find out more information?
Yeah, so actually you can go to our website.
Okay.
Swathly is SWATHLY.com and book a demo.
Yaron, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your
Business.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
And now I have the very special privilege of interviewing the economic minister to North America, Inan Elroy. Inan, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, you're here at this very special event today. Tell me your feelings. You just presented. Tell me your feelings.
Well, I'm very happy and delighted to be here. We are thrilled and happy whenever there is an initiative to expose prominent and disruptive Israeli companies. Luckily, this is not a rare opportunity, as again, luckily, we have relatively large number of Israeli companies excelling in different sectors, you know. So Israel became one of the global center for innovation. Today is not a secret, and whoever is interested to be inspired by innovation and technology should consider also looking at Israel as one of the global hubs, if you like.
Now, I'm going to quote Warren Buffett, right? Israel is the most promising investment hub outside of the U.S. That probably says it all. From Warren Buffett.
Yeah, I think we...
So talk a little bit about it. You're close to it, but share, we're here in America now. Share what goes on with the creativity in creating such a wide range of technology products in every industry out of Israel.
So I think that, considering the situation or the state of technology and innovation in Israel, it's like everything else, a combination of different ingredients.
Right.
One may prepare a salad full of different vegetables, spices, and sauces.
You're getting everyone hungry.
I know why. Which includes, the fact that Israel is a society of immigrants. By the way, I read a research that in most, if you look at the venture-backed companies in Silicon Valley, I think at least 2/3 of them would have at least one founder which is not American, which is similar, So this will be one thing. Second thing, I think that the Israeli academia was between the first to understand the necessity and the upside that could be from tech transfer. So the Hebrew University, the Weizmann Institute, the Technion, and the others, they launched TTOs, Transfer Technology Offices, quite a long time ago, before it becomes, like, you know, very trendy, common other places. In addition, we know we had to invest quite a lot of funding into defense efforts. And then when you combine it together with the sense of entrepreneurship and the fact that a common Israeli is chutzpah and interested to do things for him or herself,
right,
so they can do it better. So if they've been in the army unit or in Rafael or in somewhere else, so they can do it better. Combine into it the fact that people had to get, many of the Israelis, they had to get decisions of life or death from the age of 18.
That's right.
Now,
that's right,
without enough money, without enough arm, and without enough people. So this creates, you know, kind of character. Add to that quite aggressive, or aggressive might be negative, but quite assertive or dynamic,
passionate,
governmental support.
Okay, right.
Again,
that's right,
think about the law for R&D, which defer Israel, and the chief scientist, which now is the Innovation Authority, $400 million a year. Combine it with two important programs that were launched by the government at the beginning of the 90s. One is the technological incubators. It was a network of 24 technological incubators all around Israel, which its aim was to help the immigrants from former Soviet Union, which came with a lot of IP, with a lot of knowledge, how they can transform their knowledge into market-driven activities. And the second very important program, to my understanding, was the it's called Yozma initiative, which was a fund of fund network. So I think if you combine all these together and many others, which maybe I didn't think at this moment, we get the salad of the Israeli innovation ecosystem that we have today.
It always comes down to great references to food.
Of course. By the way,
and it's great food that comes out of
Food
Israel
Tech
too.
Had become a very interesting cluster in Israel.
Right.
We have meat without meat. We have different things. And you know, what I said inside, you always need to ask your customers, and they are the only one to decide.
Excellent
now,
point.
For me, as civil servant of the government dealing with innovation and industrial policy for quite many years, I have two clients, group of clients, if you like. One are the Israeli residents.
Okay.
Second is the global corporations that could decide if they come to Israel
That's
or not.
That's right.
Now, let's face it. Our global partners increasing every year. So maybe 10 years ago, we had 100 multinationals working in Israel. Today, we have more than 350. And these guys are not coming for the market. These small 8 million, although the GDP per capita is growing, by the way, $40,000, more than Japan, more than Italy.
Amazing.
Nobody would imagine that 10 years ago, okay? But they don't come for the market. Intel is our biggest partner, and they do in Israel everything you
Amazing.
May think of.
Amazing.
Now I think they are the highest exporter from Israel, and it's no wonder that their former CEO said that Israel is the second country of importance, only after the US, for Intel. So think about it. Last year they bought Mobileye, and after buying Mobileye, because, you know, we're speaking for investors.
Right.
Investors, they buy, and then they say, okay, I know better than you. That's why I bought it. Okay? This was not the case of Intel. Intel bought Mobileye, and then they decided that Israel is going to be their global center for automotive and, you know, autonomous vehicle. So now they build in Jerusalem their global center for that. So, you know, I think that covered most of what we could share at this point. And I just want to add one word for your audience, you know. As the Israel Economic Mission, we bridge between the U.S. and Israel, and we are a non-for-profit business development agency. If there's anyone from the audience that listen to you, and thank you all for listening, we want to be your friends. If you are agents, distributors, if you have your companies and you want to have additional products, portfolio, if you're interested in investing in anything, please approach us and we'll be happy to cooperate.
Inan Elroy, the economic minister to North America from Israel, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you.
And now my guest is Joshua Soloway from the CKR law firm. He's a partner at this event. Thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me a little bit about your background. I mean, we'll get to the firm, but what's your background?
I'm an entrepreneur. I'm an attorney, obviously, by background. But I'm an entrepreneur. I have a finance and investment banking background. Began my career in Silicon Valley with a startup, SoftBank-backed startup. I was the 13th employee 20 years ago. It's hard for me to believe. So I've been through that ride from that seat. And I guess my background or my story is really about that. It's about the different seats that I've occupied around the startup journey, be it as an early employee from 12 employees on up to several hundred, and on through to from inception through to exit.
Josh, I must ask you, how important is that life experience built into what you do today?
That's critical, because my clients being angel and venture investors and largely startups and emerging growth tech companies, their business is personal to them. You know, my father's an entrepreneur. He said to me when I first struck out and started my own firm years ago, he said, you know, so you're going out on your own, but this business, being an entrepreneur, it's your life.
So
for my clients, it's critical. So I think, you know, people can choose from a lot of law firms. And the law firm industry, unfortunately, is heavily commoditized, right? People view a lot of lawyers as interchangeable, and to some extent, service is service, and a certain level of quality and expertise. But it's really the experience and the person. It's the trust.
And being there in Silicon Valley, being part of a startup, so therefore, when your firm deals with startups, you know it in and out. You're going to ask all the intelligent questions because you've been there, done that.
Well, I'd like to think so. I mean, I try.
Oh, come on.
And so, you know, but that's the thing. So I've seen it there. And what's been really interesting, as this evidence is great, as this event is evidence, is that in recent years, having started in Silicon Valley, in recent years, the last 5 years, what I've seen is an explosion of startup activity all over the world. I have clients from Eastern Europe to India to Israel to, it's incredible, to South America. It is astounding, the rate of growth and expansion. And it's just been an exciting ride from that perspective. And the principles of entrepreneurship and finance, they apply. They still reign supreme across cultures, across locations. So that's what I try to bring to clients, is that perspective of having been both an investment banker, an entrepreneur, and of course a lawyer. So we try to give them the kind of service that builds trust and that, you know, opens up networks and ultimately gives them the ability and the infrastructure to scale to success.
So Josh, just before I let you go, how could people find out more about your firm? What's the website?
Well, they can go to ckrlaw.com. They can always find me.
It's pretty simple. Six letters for a website. That's great.
I know, right?
ckrlaw.com.
Benefits of an abbreviated name. but they can always find me, you know, on LinkedIn, Joshua Soloway. You can find me at our firm, CKR Law. And, of course, I welcome anyone to reach out. If you've got an entrepreneurial dream, if you've got a startup, if you're looking for ventures, this is the world I occupy, the world I live in, and it's an honor to do so.
Josh, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you for having me.
And now I have a real treat. I mean, everyone who we're interviewing this evening, on this program is a treat, but I'm here with Oded Elyashiv, who's a managing partner at BSeed, who, of course, is the anchor of this entire event. He's with Built Up Ventures. Oded, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
My pleasure.
Now, tell me the truth. When you were in kindergarten, did you dream, even dream, about what you're doing today?
Well, first of all, I have to tell you that when I was in kindergarten, I was here in New York.
And really?
Yeah.
So when did you head back to Israel?
Well, my dad, he worked for the Foreign Ministry Office. So all my childhood, we spent abroad. And in New York, it was back in 1972 to 1975.
You're giving away your age.
Yes, yes. I'm 50 years old, but I look like 30. But this is radio, so you can't see that.
There's going to be a YouTube clip of this.
Okay, okay. So it's good that I did a nice short haircut. Anyway, I also went to Ramaz Yeshiva School.
Right here.
First grade.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. A
couple blocks from here.
Exactly. Did I imagine? Well, you know, the truth is I'm an entrepreneur. That's something that I started from, I think, age 12. And that still runs in my blood. I started several companies, several startups. I raised several tens of million dollars. I did several exits. I did good. Also, I did some failures. I'm happy to admit that because sometimes you even learn more when you fail than when you succeed.
All the big people say that.
Exactly. And the entrepreneurship is in my blood. So even now, you know, as an investor, somebody who's a managing partner of an investment arm of the Besadin Group, taking care of all the deal flow and investing in these early stage startups.
Talk about Besadin.
Sure. Well, Besadin is, it's a company that was, set up by Eli Gross. Mm-hmm. He's the chairman of the group.
Yep.
Something like 6 years ago. And he wanted to give access to the Orthodox Jewish community, mm-hmm. Sure. Into the scene, not only just the real estate, investments in the U.S., but also the opportunity of a startup nation. So basically, that's what drove him. And I actually joined, I think, something like almost 2 years ago.
Nice.
And, being a managing partner in BC, seeing all those, this amazing startups, it's like I'm an entrepreneur, so I enjoy, having these entrepreneurs. I know what they're going through. And, and for 2 decades, I'm being, a mentor as well. So
right.
I feel them, I understand them, and I believe I can help them. And that's actually what we do.
Let's talk about Built Up Ventures. What's that?
Well, that's actually fascinating because think of what Besadin Group is doing. On one hand, you have investing in early stage startups. That's purely technology.
Right.
The other hand is regular standard real estate investments.
Mm-hmm.
Now put them together. That's amazing, and that's what's happening now. All this revolutions in the real estate market, having seen the technology come inside, and we are the first fund coming outside of Israel Startup Nation that is actually setting up a fund totally focused on the prop tech, the real estate technology sector, and that's exactly what we're doing in BSeed, which is bringing, these Special. Early stage startups to the U.S., exactly what we're going to do with this fund.
Oded, I see you're full of energy. What's a final takeaway that you could share with all the entrepreneurs and small business owners out there listening to Mind Your Business?
My tip as somebody who
has been in it since 12 years old.
Yeah, since 12 years old, did almost, did everything.
Got into a lot of trouble.
That's for sure.
We're not going to talk about it.
We can talk about it. There's some things that are quite interesting, but maybe we'll leave that for...
Maybe not for today.
Not for today. So, entrepreneur, a mentor, and an investor. So basically, the entire, 360 degrees. It's about the enthusiasm. When I see entrepreneurs, I see their the fire in the eyes. And I invest in people. I invest in their dreams.
Great point.
And if I see, their dreams, they're able to connect in my mindset to their dreams, I can help them.
So how do people get in touch with BSeed? Orbis Edino?
Well, there is, of course,
the website?
Many ways. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are the website, social media.
B-Seed Invest. But that would be probably the best way.
B-Seed Invest.com. You can get in touch with us there. And I'm residing in Tel Aviv, right?
Nice.
And I come all the time over to the U.S. And I have Gabi Hassan, who is who is our managing partner here on the grounds here
and
in
Ellie's
the U.S.
Ellie's here
off and on.
Right.
And we have now the Build Up Venture. So it's very, very exciting time around here. And I want to thank you for, coming over here and taking part of this amazing event. It's very important to thank our partners, our sponsors. It's like I said before, it's A to Z ecosystem.
Right.
It's from Israel. It's Raylan Cohen, the biggest IP firm, in the country. Elon Cohen there, is sitting in our investment committee. It's Shemer Sendak, who's actually, he's our legal office, who does all of deal flow contracts. And we have CKR here, who's co-hosting the event with us. And actually,
Roth
and Company, of course, the CPA, they're great and very close friends and partners. So basically, and that's only a short list. I can go on and on and on, but I understand on the radio, we have to cut it short, right? So basically, it was a pleasure, talking with you guys here. And I'm looking forward to doing this again.
Oded Elyashiv, a managing partner at BSeed and one of the founders at Built Up Ventures, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Okay, cool.
And now I have the honor of interviewing Yali Harari, co-founder and CEO of Innovesta. Thank you for joining me here on 77 WABC.
Thank you for having me.
So, the crowd diligence platform, what is that all about?
So, we know, right? Entrepreneurs come up with great ideas every single
day.
Crazy ideas. Crazy ideas. Innovation is growing. We all in the world want to finance innovation and make the right decisions.
Right.
So, in main areas and in the U.S., everybody can invest. They can invest in crowdfunding and peer-to-peer lending. We can all be investors.
Right.
But we never ask ourselves, what's a good investment? How do we know about those startups? How do we get to understand them so we put our money in something that has a good chance?
Everyone's question.
Right? We at Innovesta solve that question because we know there's a lot of knowledge out there and we developed a technology that understands ideas and finds the right knowledge holders around the world that are relevant for this idea and we create a due diligence room.
Yali, this sounds too good to be true.
I know, but technology allows us to do it today. Artificial intelligence, machine learning, and very smart matching we are doing really gets investors to have the right they have to know more about the company and the market and the go-to-market that the entrepreneurs are presenting to them. Because entrepreneurs love their companies and they're not objective.
Right.
We give an objective
view. They're too emotional.
They should. It's their baby.
Attached.
Yes. I am not objective about Innovesta. But we created an objective process that allows a lot of people in the world to jump in and help investors make better decisions. We believe that if investors make better decisions, entrepreneurs will get better money.
So it's a combination of brains and technology,
exactly.
AI, a lot of AI.
A lot of AI. I am a mathematician. It's a lot of AI and also a lot of great crowds. We have more than 1 million people helping investors make better decisions.
How can people find out more information about Innovesta?
So people can go from next week to Innovesta, Innovesta.co without the M, and pilot. Bring us ideas,
amazing.
And let's show you what our people will tell
amazing.
You about the company.
Yali, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thanks. It's been great.
My guest now is Sharon Maybloom from Enerjoy. Sharon, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here.
So tell me a little bit about Enerjoy. It sounds joyful, it sounds exciting. Well, what is it all about?
It is joyful and exciting.
Let me hear.
We're an AI platform for motivating employees.
We get this is great.
Yes,
it is. Corporate culture is such a big thing today.
It is.
I mean, they're finally realizing how important it is.
Right, and they're understanding that they need to get their employees engaged. And they need to get them satisfied in order to engage and bring the best results for the corporation because it's a big problem. Salespeople today are missing their targets. They're not getting there. This has a huge impact on the corporation's profit and
That's
revenue.
Right.
And this is a problem that needs to be solved.
This is fantastic. So, you just said really the magic that has to do with any company, and that is you have to solve a pain. There's a pain point in the marketplace, and every company, if you're solving a pain point, then you're in business, you do well. So talk more about that. I mean, I happen to be close to this topic, and I understand it. But many don't really understand how serious it is to have a team that's not motivated. They don't realize that.
Right. So the problem is when you have a sales team, it's about the 10% of the salespeople that are really getting all the bonuses, really getting all the awards, and really getting the work done. The other 90 or 80% are not engaged. So we need to give them
such a
tools.
High percentage.
It is a high
Ouch.
Percentage,
Ouch.
Right? And this is why I'm saying it has a really, impact. It impacts the company, right? So this is something that we need to solve, and we do just that by engaging all the employees according to their motivational profile, each and every one of them. So we're getting all of them to their best results, and this has a huge impact. We improve the sales, we improve the KPIs by nearly 30%.
This does sound too good to be true.
I know, but we have the case studies to back it up.
Unbelievable. How can people find out more about you? What's your website?
It's enenjoy.co.
Let's spell it out.
E-N-E-R-J-O-Y.
Want to make sure people get it right.
Yeah,
.co. Special.
Yes.
Sharon, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you very much.
And now my guest is Yoram Elgrabi. I said it right.
That's
Vice
right.
President of North and Central America of El Al.
Hi, good
needs
evening.
No introduction.
Good evening. How are you?
Oh, thank you for joining me. So, tell us, we're here at the Bringing Israel Startup Nation to New York City. Of course, I mean, who could speak better about this than one of the heads of El Al? Talk about it.
So, thank you for having me tonight.
You're very welcome.
I want to introduce you some new destination that we are going
You're
to
gonna
operate.
You're going to share some secrets here?
I will share some secrets
Beautiful.
As well.
That's great.
You might get a scoop
here. There's around 38,000 listeners, so it's going to spread fast.
So I'm happy to announce that as from May 14, we are going to operate the San Francisco route. It will be with the Dreamliner.
Hey, Mazel Tov.
3 times a week, non-stop flight from San Francisco to Tel Aviv.
Silicon Valley.
You know that we are talking about the startup nation, and we know that
That's
a
right.
lot of Israeli
That's
are...
what we're talking about today.
A lot of Israeli are based there,
sure.
and they are having a great success in all the range of the companies there.
Any other secrets?
Yeah, so we'll continue in the West Coast. We are going to operate also Las Vegas as from June 14.
Direct.
Non-stop flight.
Non-stop.
Las Vegas, Tel Aviv. So it will be a 3 destination in the West Coast.
Don't tell me with your Dreamliner.
It will be
Those
with the Dream.
Those are beautiful.
It will be 3 destination with the Dreamliner. We are talking about Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. By the way, you can go from San Francisco, return to Vegas, or to Las Vegas, or to Los Angeles.
Really?
So it will help you to choose destination.
Right. Sure.
And also for the Israeli who come to visit the valley, they can come from Vegas, return from San Francisco.
And of course, this is about so many flights you had of Newark and JFK, Miami.
Yes, so we have Miami. And a new destination also in the south there. We are going to operate this from July 2nd. We are going to operate the flight from Orlando.
It will really?
It will be Orlando-Tel Aviv, non-stop flight.
Wow.
And I can give you a scoop. I don't want to say the destination yet, but as from
He's
the
sharing,
coming...
Yoram is sharing secrets.
As from the coming summer, really a great surprise. I don't want to talk about it, but new, important, very important destination in North America.
So you're on the move.
We are, I think, 1 month from now, we will. I will
announce.
Be, yes, I will be allowed to announce it.
Yoram Elgrabi, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you very much for having me.
Very
and
special.
If we are talking about the startup nation,
I
want to share with you El Al project about all the startup. We are actually having the cockpit project supported by Lufthansa Consulting and Boeing Company and JetBlue, by the way, which we are with. You know that El Al and JetBlue has a co-chair. And we have the cockpit project, which we allow to be like an incubator for startups concerned to aviation, tourism, and we call it cockpit, and everyone who has an idea and they want to develop something in this field of the aviation, tourism, we are letting him use our platform in order to promote his business, and we are proud of it, and we have some already a few companies that's running in this project, and we are talking about Startup Nation, so we are there. Another thing that I want to share with you, that all the airplane that we have that's serving North America have internet on board now.
Really?
Yes.
Wi-Fi, no.
Wi-Fi, and then you can use it. And if we are talking about the Dreamliner, we have the Wi-Fi. We have an outstanding entertainment system on board. Everything that you just want to imagine is there. Last but not least, we have the premium
economy,
which is state of the art of a class.
Amazing.
And people love it.
Yoram, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
And now I have the honor of interviewing Nir Zioni. Did I say it right?
Yes, you did.
Thank you. Thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business. I got to hear more about your company, Class.me. Class.me, what are you all about?
Thank you for asking.
Sure.
Class.me is a virtual learning center in the pocket of every student. Basically, when we were students, we used to study at home in the library with a friend or two.
Sure.
Today, students study together in WhatsApp, Facebook group, Instagram. This is the place where, this is the platform they use, and open a group all together, all the class together, and start sharing information, study together for the next exams, doing homework together. And in one way, it's perfect, it's cool. But in the other hand, there is tons amounts of messages that go in one in the app. One long thread, they ask 20, 30 questions in 1 minute, and you can't find any question because these platforms are not meant for social studying. And this is why we started Class.me, that it's very organized. It's very organized to speak on top of our platform. We provide private tutors that help side by side with the teacher of the class after hours by chat to the student, prepare them for the exams, doing homework together, and on top of
it's unbelievable.
Yes.
When did you envision this? When did you have the aha moment of this is what we need to create?
Yes, so this is a great question. It started with my partner. My partner, Amir, he is a math teacher, and he was doing here in New York marathon.
Amazing.
And in the same day, there was a big exam for his students in Israel. So he made them a whole amount of exam preparation. From Central Park, he was sitting
there
on WhatsApp.
Wild.
On WhatsApp, it was amazing. But on the other hand, they didn't find anything.
Yeah,
no, it's real. It's real. And they didn't find anything. And he said, "He came to me and said, 'Let's do it.' And we start doing Class.me."
So again, it's an established platform. It's not like it's just a vision. This is operating.
It's operating. We are after one year, we're one of the biggest in our field in Israel.
Amazing.
We now start penetrating to here in the U.S. We closed yesterday. By the way, we closed our first paying customers
Mazel tov.
Philadelphia. One of the schools, after trying for 1 month, they took it. We have an office in Singapore, Australia, and Brazil now. So we're expanding very fast. We got $800,000 for Ministry of Education in Israel that support us too. And BSEEDS are one of our investors.
Nir, thank you so much for joining me here on 77 WABC.
Thank you very much.
What a special event coming here from Midtown Manhattan. I'm here with, we're going to wrap up the show with a friend, Mark Segelnick. Mark, thank you so much for joining me here and wrapping out the, closing out the show from this special event.
Thank you. It's been really a great event, a great turnout. Everyone seems to be having a phenomenal time.
Oh, it doesn't seem. They are having a phenomenal time. And everyone heard it. Everyone heard these great guests. I'm sorry to correct you. It's just, there's so much energy here.
Yes. And being able to bring the Startup Nation to New York City, giving everyone a piece
of
what's going on in Israel is phenomenal. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Reinhold Cohn, which is the largest IP firm in Israel, which is one of our partners, CKR Law, one of our partners, Built Up Ventures, B-Seed. I'm the director of development for B-Seed, and Sidre, Roth and Company, the American Israel Cultural Foundation, and the Israel Wine Producer Association. And we would we have a great show here you have.
Thank
and
you.
Be highlighting all the amazing technology.
Yeah, we did. And that wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Safliff, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Safliff. Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Safliff on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.